Rodney McKay Can Heal Puppies With His Brain by Trinity of One, read by Jessica Cast. John stood with his back straight and his P90 loose in his hand. The air still smelled of smoke and ash. It made his eyes water. Eyes watering, he looked down at the crumpled form by his feet, the tiny body struggling for breath. His grip tightened convulsively. It was too much, too much. "Colonel," Rodney said, coming up behind him. John hesitated a moment before turning towards him. McKay's cheeks were likewise wet, streaked with salt and ash. His mouth twisted, his expression more difficult to read than usual. Anger and fear, regret, relief, anger, anger, anger. The Wraith had come to this world, and they'd been too late to do anything to stop it. Most likely, they wouldn't have been able to help anyway. "Where?" Rodney started, then paused, spotting what had caught and held John's attention. "Is that..." John nodded. "It's dying," he said, grabbing Rodney's arm and turning him away. "Head back to the jumper. I'll be right behind you." He would help it the only way he knew how. "No, wait," Rodney said. He pushed past John and knelt over the fallen form. "Maybe I can..." "Rodney," John sighed. Of all the things for him to be ridiculous and irrational about. "It's too late, there's nothing..." But Rodney was gathering the tiny body into his arms. "Hey now," he said, voice low, a tone John had never heard him use before. He stroked the weary head. "Hey, come on." "Rodney," John started again, but suddenly the huddled figure shuddered, unfolded. Wide brown eyes blinked, lips spread into a dopey smile. "There," Rodney said, satisfied, standing, pushing the ball of fuzz into John's startled hands. The puppy raised its head and licked John's cheek. "You," John sputtered, though his fingers were already working their way behind the puppy's ears, scratching. "How?" Rodney shrugged, like it was every day that he travelled to alien planets ravaged by the Wraith and brought small golden-furred puppies back from the dead. "It's just this thing I've always been able to do." He shrugged again. "If it weren't an utterly criminal waste of my invaluable intellect and skill, I might have become a vet." "But how did you?" John asked, though as the puppy nestled itself more comfortably against his neck, he found he was caring less and less. Rodney, however, looked somewhat perplexed. "Well, it's like I keep saying, medicine is practically voodoo." He paused. "Right?" "Sure," said John. "Puppy," he thought. They started back toward the gate. "What are you going to name him?" Rodney asked. John scratched the underside of the puppy's chin. "What about Al?" "Al? Oh, please tell me you're joking." "Okay," John conceded. "Ernie." Rodney scowled. "Zeno," he countered. "Ted." "Dirac." "Murray." "Now that's just mean. Alco is me." "Right, and we can call him Al for short," John said, triumphant. He turned and smiled at Rodney, genuine and open. The protest Rodney was about to make died in his throat. Quickly, he turned his gaze downward toward the dishevelled ball of yellow fur in the colonel's arms. It yawned, extending a long pink tongue, then tucked its head against John's shoulder and fell asleep. "Do you really think Elizabeth will let you keep him?" Rodney asked, suddenly concerned. "Sure," John said easily. "She let me keep Ronan." "True," Rodney said. He had a headache, a side effect probably, or maybe just further evidence of a long, tiring day. "You know," he said, "I really prefer cats." John stroked a hand over soft ears and warm, welcoming fur. "Yeah," he said, and for once when his lips curved upward, he didn't seem to be aware of it. "But dogs have their charms. You'll see." The pressure in his head was lessening, fading. "I'd like that," Rodney said. Reader's Notes. I'd like to give huge thanks to Trinity of One for giving me permission to record this fic. It's been absolute blast. If you want to find the text of it, it is at trinityofone.arithmancy.net/puppies.html.